This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, the horror comedy RPG here at Hyper RPG. We got a fantastic cast, we got a fantastic tale waiting to be told, and we got fantastic ways for you to chat room to muck it all up, or to add to the story, if you will. But before we do all that, Naeem, play that beautiful intro!
Impact, but it becomes deeply embedded in the mind. It's probably to be impossible for some wish to be explosive. Those people
M. Suggested for mature audience. Parental discretion advised.
Everybody, we are back. It's Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, y'all. Today's story is called To Grandmother's House We Go to Die. Very excited for this one. But before we jump into it, we got some fantastic ways that you, the chat room, can interact and throw some crazy things our way. So first of all, hashtag cousin for $25. You are spawning a custom character, a cousin for one of these wonderful characters to have to interact with that I have to play. For hashtag room, that's for $50. You spawn a new room at Granny's house. It's one of those forbidden rooms where Grandma doesn't want you to go in because if you touch something with your sticky kid fingers, you might ruin it. For $75, hashtag heirloom, which you could also just put hashtag weapon if you have to look up how to spell heirloom, because I had to. That's where something in Granny's house becomes a custom weapon for one of our players. You can determine which player it goes to, or you can leave it up to me. If you leave it up to me, I'm probably going to pick it to the person it should definitely not go to. And finally, hashtag pepper. This is the biggest way to disrupt the game that we've ever had, and it's all my fault. If you put hashtag pepper, so there's two different versions of hashtag pepper. If you put hashtag pepper, GM, meaning me, I have to eat a habanero pepper. Oh. And keep the story going. However, if you do hashtag pepper players, every one of these guys has to eat a Bean Boozled.
But the bag stinks!
It literally smells like vomit.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. And so it's worth saying the Bean Boozled, if you don't know how those work, sometimes you're going to get a wonderful flavor. Maybe a mint, maybe a lime.
Come on, toothpaste.
That's
come
delicious.
On, toothpaste.
Toothpaste, even. Sometimes you're going to get old socks, or boiled milk, or the barf. So those are possibilities. So again, hashtag pepper GM, I eat a habanero pepper and I got to try and keep the story going. Or hashtag pepper players, these guys got to eat the Bean Boozled and we got to keep the story going. And also every $250, which is a goal, we get to hear one of Grandma's classic stories about the family. So before we begin, let's go around the table. We have, of course, Mr. Scott Rubin.
Hello, everybody.
Andy Campbell.
Hello.
Janelle Santa Cruz.
Hello.
Kate Elliott. And if you hear a little tic-tac sounds, that's just Ninja walking around the house. He piddled earlier, and that had to be cleaned up. But anyway, let us begin.
I had nothing to do with it.
Andy scared him.
Yeah, Andy came in with a mustache, and Ninja just couldn't deal.
I'm just so spooky.
Ninja just couldn't deal. So, let us begin this episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror. To Grandmother's House We Go to Die. Oh. We open up in 1975, a long road leading up to the Henderson Estate. We know that house. That house that's in every city. The house that people talk about. There's rumors. People have not seen old Lady Henderson for a long, long time. Some say 10 years, some say 5. Some children in the neighborhood swear they have seen her from time to time. They swear up and down, but they can't say exactly what she looks like. But the one thing that is known about old Lady Henderson is she has many, many grandchildren. And there's been a rumor that old Lady Henderson, if not dead, is close to dying. And so the family is coming to hear the last will and testament to see who will be getting the old Henderson household, who will be getting the mythic Henderson fortune, and who, oh who, will have to take care of Spots, the blind dog with two legs. As we open our tale, a car driving down the road. First, Fred Gullop, third grandson to old Lady Henderson.
Oh, it's so sad. Nana, man, I loved her so much. Just hopefully she remembered me in the will. You know, it's all good.
In Fred's car is his buddy Danny. I mean, she might not be dead.
She might be dead, but I mean, we're here to find out what's in the will.
What are you hoping for? Tell me what you're hoping. What do you want?
I mean, I could really use some of that money, you know, to...
What are we talking? How much? Have you heard?
I mean, I've heard stories, but, you know, nobody really knows. Anything could be in that house.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
If it's a lot,
yeah.
Could I borrow some? I am in deep debt. And you are my best friend.
I mean, I gotta cover... Look, my inventions haven't been selling as well as I thought they would be, so I gotta cover that, and then if I've got more left over, then yeah.
I don't understand how much. Walk me through your last invention.
The automatic toothpick.
That was great.
Yeah, but a lot of kids got sent to the hospital, man.
They were too sharp. They're too sharp.
It wasn't good.
You know, the idea was good. The execution. Right? It was the execution.
We gotta go back to the lab. We can figure this one out.
Yeah, man, we can do this. You and me, buddy. As the car parks in the house, further down the road, a second car comes driving up, a little fancier. And this driver is on the other side of the driver's seat, the oldest grandchild, Bellowina.
Beza, if you will. I've been waiting for this old bint to bite it for years.
Sitting with her is her date, 18-year-old Henry.
Shut up, Henry. No one asked you anything.
I didn't say anything.
You already said too much.
Listen, we've been driving a long time. Can I eventually go to the bathroom?
Oh, you can hold it, you young people and your bladders. You don't even know what it's like to need to pee.
What? What does that mean?
You'll find out when you age. It just all flows freely. I've dropped my damn cigarette. Don't worry, I have another. Thank you so much. Thank you.
She is thanking who is sitting in the back seat. Gabby Los Gatos. Gabby, not family by blood, but family by closeness. Gabby starts to tell 18-year-old Henry her life story.
I wish you wouldn't talk about Nana like that. She was so kind to me and my mom, and you know what? She meant the world to me, and growing up in her house, and you know, I'm just a housekeeper's daughter, and it's disheartening.
I mean, she was all right and everything, though. I liked her, but she's just hung on too long.
Well, I wish she hung on a little longer. She was so kind.
She's already started shitting herself, darling. What do you think she's gonna do next?
I don't know.
Henry turns to Beza. So what are you hoping to get out of this?
Oh, money, darling, money. Of course, to continue paying all of your bills, Henry, and buying my gin and cigarettes. I need more cigarettes. I keep dropping them.
Do you think you're in the will, Gabby?
I'm there just in case, but I just really hope that she's in a good place.
As we zoom back, riding up on her motorcycle, one of the final grandchildren, Cooper. Sunglasses on, no helmet.
Graham, you're strong. It's not over yet. You can hang in there. I believe in you.
Over inside of his jacket, you hear, Cooper.
Shut up, I'm busy. Graham needs my help, now more than ever.
Over and out. So cut to the front of the house, walking down is the old butler, Charles.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome.
Charles, good to see you. You look the same as always.
I'm in agony all the time.
As I said, the same as always.
Classic Charles.
My back hurts so much.
Hilarious.
We have prepared.
You should get a service dog.
What?
You should get a service dog. Those dogs are so good.
Well, I mean, we have old, blind, two-legged Spot.
Oh, I know. I know about Spot.
It's disgusting. Someone should put it down.
Well, I don't think you're going to be happy with the will, then.
Wait, do you know what's in the will?
Well, I've heard rumor tell, but I have not seen it myself.
All right.
Well, go on.
Well, maybe if I have Spot, maybe if I can take care of him, then maybe I'll be in the will for my pet grooming service. I don't know.
It's nice to have goals.
I guess so.
Into the house, everybody. In.
All right, slow down.
As you all start to funnel your way into the house, you see a young-looking, dapper gentleman, and you recognize him to be your grandmother's lawyer, Mr. Brock. But he wants everyone to call him Petey.
What?
He wants everyone to call him Petey.
Petey?
Petey.
Petey!
What's up, Petey? Long time no see.
It's Petey, and you know that, Cooper. How are you?
That's why I said Petey. I'm doing well.
All right. It's great to see everybody. Thank you so much for coming today.
Absolutely.
Mr. Brock.
I'm sure you've heard, Petey, please. I'm sure you've heard,
Petey!
How are you, Breezer?
It's Beza.
Yes.
I'm good, thank you so much for asking.
Still smoking?
Of course.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we would ask that...
The whole ride over.
We would ask that perhaps for dinner you don't do so.
Oh,
no.
All right, fine.
Well, we're not having...
All right, fine, I'll just use my hand.
Henry, your date runs over and starts lighting your cigarette.
Thank you, darling. That's why I keep you around and pay you the big bucks.
Who's this fine young man?
This is the entertainment, personal for me.
Fine young man, that's a child.
Mind your business. He's employed, isn't he? He's doing a good job for a young man.
Well, now, I'm sure you've heard many rumors about your grandmother, about whether she's gone or not gone, or what could possibly be in the rumor, in the will, and all these other things. And then as he's talking, you hear... I'm still very much alive!
Good God, she just won't kick it, will she?
Grim.
I just want her to be okay.
And you just hear, like, boom, like these walkers hitting the stairs.
Nana, how are you feeling?
Ancient, skeletal-looking woman just comes bounding down.
I'm old, and I'm sad.
You're looking very thin. You look lovely.
Why are you sad, Anna Henderson?
I can't keep any food down. Oh. Now I think about your grandfather every day.
Mm. Oh. Yes, fondly, I'm sure.
He's been gone, 50 years now?
And I still think about him every day.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to meet him.
No one did except Preciso over here. What do you want me to call you?
Beza, darling, Beza.
I can't wrap my mind around it.
It's just Belwina, but shorter, isn't it?
It's
Beza. You all right?
Oh, dearie, how have you been? Are you married yet?
No, of course, I've got no time for husbands, plenty of boyfriends and entertainment. I've got cigarettes to smoke and gin to drink. I don't have time for a husband.
Aren't you lonely?
Lonely? Yeah, I've got all of these.
You have literally just waved your hands in the air.
All of these.
To my living room.
As long as I don't drop my cigarette, it's fine.
Oh, Gabby.
Hi, Nana.
Grab your hand.
How are you, my love?
I'm so good.
Fantastic. Oh,
how's Spot?
Oh, he's so blind. Have you ever seen a dog walk headfirst into everything?
Yes, all the time that I spent with him.
Simultaneously, your heart breaks, but it is so funny.
It's a little funny.
It's a little funny. And real quick, we've had some cousins drop in. I didn't hear any sounds, that's fine, I'm old. But real quick, after being told many times by George Henderson, played by John Lithgow, to get out of here, the Sasquatch Harry has found another Henderson family. So the Bigfoot Harry, Harry and the Henderson will be making an appearance. I think the perfect cousin in the family is Jack Dealgood Thomas. I'm not sure who that is. Because you paid for it, let me know who that is. That might be something that I'm missing.
After being told many times by George Henderson, played by John Lithgow, to get out of here, the Sasquatch Harry has found another Henderson family in the phone book and is now somehow Granny's hashtag cousin.
I love that. And the final one was, Cam, whenever you say the role that beautiful is, you know,
I think the perfect hashtag cousin in the family is Jack the Owl Good Thomas.
Oh, duh, sorry. Yep, Jack, it's Jack from Hyperforce. That's the thing about writing on a show for 20-something weeks. Sometimes you just refer to the character as the first name, and you forget about the rest. My mistake. That's so stupid. There's the final one.
I think the perfect hashtag cousin in the family is Jack the Owl Good Thomas.
And then, whenever you say roll that beautiful bean footage from the Bush's Baked Beans commercial, it's a nicely, Butch the talking golden retriever from the ads is a cousin. So the talking dog from the Bush Baked Beans ads is a cousin.
Finally, a useful animal.
Cam, whenever you say roll that beautiful intro, I think about roll that beautiful bean footage from the Bush's Baked Beans commercials. Ironically, Butch the talking golden retriever from the ads is a hashtag cousin.
Perfect. So, okay, so now back to Granny.
Fred, how are you?
Anna,
one moment.
Cam, whenever you say roll that beautiful intro, I think about roll that beautiful bean footage from the Bush's Baked Beans commercials.
It's
ironically,
Butch
the talking golden retriever from the ads is a hashtag cousin.
I'll work on it. How are you doing, Nana? How's that denture-matic I gave you to clean your dentures?
It ripped off my gums!
Hello!
I'm bled for days! But don't you worry about it, my love, Fred. How are your other inventions?
Oh, you know, we're always working on things. It's a process.
Who's we?
And then Danny comes up.
Yeah, my friend. You remember Danny?
Hey, I'm really in debt.
All right.
What are you that up for?
I just want to be honest. I'm an honest guy.
Have you made anything for animals lately?
You know, we have something in the works. It's like a remote control, but for your dog.
Okay.
But it's...
Can you make it fetch
my
gin?
A little inhumane, no?
Well, you know, I mean, it depends on how you attach it.
Can it fetch my gin for me?
Listen, I mean, there's been some experimentation. We're working on things, but things... We're doing great. We're all doing great.
Yeah.
Danny walks away looking like he's seen some things. Things that have possibly happened to these poor dogs.
Staples, man.
Yeah. and then so finally, Grandma walks up to Cooper.
Cooper.
Graham.
What is that fuzz above your lip?
It keeps it warm. It's very cold outside.
I hate the 70s. Whatever happened, there's no way you have a girlfriend. People like a clean-shaven boy.
Hell no, I don't got time for that. Oh. Too many cases to solve.
Oh yes, that's right. What's tell me about your last case. Entertain me with the story.
Well, the case of the missing whoopee cushion. You know what, we're still looking for it. Yeah. Could be anywhere.
I was hoping you'd tell me about a murder. All right, time for dinner, everybody.
Oh,
we're having my favorite grilled cheese sandwiches.
My favorite too.
Could have been worse.
I love your grilled cheese sandwiches.
Granny's hashtag cousin Mae Young shows up to get her title belt back before the others steal it.
All right. Former professional wrestler Mae Young is going to be one of her cousins. Fantastic. So when she says grilled cheese, 18-year-old Henry's like, oh boy!
Calm yourself, Henry. She said grilled cheese, not in between my knees.
Oh boy! As quickly as he gets into the kitchen. So you guys are all sitting down. Some grilled cheeses are being put in front of you. Charles the butler is the one holding it. He's so old, just shaking, holding this tray.
Let me help you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's amazing anyone's alive in this house, honestly.
It's a little weird.
I leave the air conditioning on all day, every day. It's a new invention in 1975.
Why would you do that if you guys are so cold?
I'm not cold. Oh. Charles is. Oh.
I don't think it's very nice.
You know, when as old as I am, you learn not to give a shit.
You know, Gabby, it's good to keep it cold. Keeps it perky in here.
Like I could possibly say something racist and get away with it because I'm old. I said possibly.
I've heard it before. I remember. My mom and I remember pretty well.
We'll hear it again too.
No, I don't mean you.
And then she looks at Henry, raises an eyebrow.
The rather famous hashtag cousin Florence Henderson is there for Graham Graham.
Sweet. So we hear the doorbell ring. Charles goes,
who must that be? I'll go check.
And he slowly is checking the door as you hear the doorbell ringing. The attorney, Mr. Brock, goes, it's okay, Charles, I'll get it, knowing otherwise it'll take him at least an hour to get to that door. So as Mr. Brock gets up, Charles starts walking back to the table. Your grandmother looks at all of you.
Well, you're probably wondering what's in the will.
That thought probably crossed our mind.
For the last 50 years or so, yes.
I can take it or leave it.
Remind me of her to die 50 years ago?
Do you have any idea how old I am?
Remind everyone of your age, Bazunga.
Well, don't ask such a ridiculous question, mind to your business. It's Beza.
I believe you're 60-something.
Oh, good. I'm looking fabulous for my age. It's done wonders for my figure.
I must say, this makes me so sad to think you've been waiting for me to die for 50 years.
Yes, well, if you would
hurry up.
Which
would track you to be like 14.
If you would just hurry up with it, I do have places to be.
Oh, don't worry. You're in my will, you bitch.
She says that under her breath. Actually, raw. Let's see if you hear it.
10.
3. You heard it.
The next time you're at the top of the stairs, darling, don't dawdle too long. I'll come up behind you.
Henry's like, oh my god, I can't believe she just called you that. That's awful.
I know, it's absolutely atrocious. You see what happened when?
It's not the worst thing she said about her.
So, she looks around and she goes,
well, the fact of the matter is I have so many grandchildren, not just the four of you here, but there's many, many more. I was a very busy woman.
Yes, well, obviously
so
we go in order.
Yeah. What?
Obviously we're going to go in order. I'm first born. I should get the most.
Well, that's not how it works, my dear.
Stairs, darling. Stop at the top of the stairs.
I don't expect anything. I just want to be here with you.
Suck up, obvious.
You liar.
You know, Cooper, I've always liked you, despite the fact that we sound very similar.
Well, I also smell blood.
My kind of boy.
Just drink more water, you guys. Come on, what's going on here?
Oh, God.
Hydration.
Water.
Hydration.
That's all the water I need.
Cheers to that.
H2O.
Well,
you'll get used to it.
The fact of the matter is, with so many children and me not being the best at math and distribution and things of that nature, I've decided the only fair way. And
Righteous is about to say how the will's gonna work. Mr. Brock walks in with the first guest, which is Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch.
Oh my God, Florence!
He stands up.
Oh, did you all know you're related to Mrs. Brady of the Brady Bunch?
Delays.
I love the Brady Bunch.
Mrs. Florence Henderson looks around, she's like, hi everybody, we're just taking a break from my show and I just wanted to come by and say hello. Hi. How are you? How are you, Cooper?
I was good until you showed up.
Okay, well, that was very...
That was a really rude thing to say to a guest.
Yeah, you want to fight?
Oh, I don't!
That's what I thought.
Fred, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, now that you're here, you know, maybe we could talk about... I have all these inventions. Maybe you could feature them on one of your TV shows. That'd be great.
Well, tell me one.
Yeah, well, the next one we're working on, it's a... It's an egg fryer that it's in your car, so you can fry eggs while you're driving to work.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, you never know when you're going to want a fried egg when you're getting out of your car.
The point.
She politely is trying to think of how to say no.
Sometimes you want eggs. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I think sometimes... I'll see what we can do, maybe.
Okay.
You know, our show doesn't really have a featured car. I mean, Mr. Brady has a...
That's true.
Has a best
true. Let me talk with Danny. I'm sure we can think of something else that would be good for the show.
Danny's eaten two sandwiches already. What?
Slow down.
So Florence Henderson's like, what? I just want to stop by and say hello. Breezy.
It's Beza. Why has everyone had an aneurysm in here?
It It's mostly because you're not nice to us.
Don't want you giving me any reason to be nice to you. I've been perfectly pleasant. I'm here, aren't I? Oh, shit.
Granny goes over and tries to smother the cigarette out with her hands before it burns down the living room. Florence Andrew goes, all right, well, I just want to stop by and say hello. I was in the neighborhood, and so I've done that now, and I'll talk to my producers about your egg car thing. Gabby, always lovely to see you.
It's always lovely to see you, Florence.
Florence Henderson walks out. Mr. Brock leading the way. Mr. Brock comes walking in. And he goes, obviously, Florence Henderson's a very successful person, so didn't find anything to put her in the will. But on her own accord, she decided to come and say hello to your grandmother, which is very nice. Anyway, as we were saying, so Granny's like, oh, yes, yes, apologies. Burnt my hands.
You know, I told you to put non-flammable carpets in here.
Can you, like, and maybe you should invent something that keeps a cigarette in somebody's hand? Is that within your wheelhouse?
We've got some exciting developments going on. And,
it's not that hard. Oh, shit.
See, exactly. It's perfectly normal.
Dana.
Perfectly normal. Fingers.
Maybe some sort of a strap that... Yeah, you know what? Well, Danny, take notes.
On what?
Why did I even bring you? Get a better assistant.
I'm sorry. He starts getting like emotional because he heard you say that.
Danny. All right, it's fine.
His eyes welling up, and you're just hearing like.
I didn't mean it, Danny. You're a good worker. You have to focus, okay? Focus.
Roll a d20.
2.
He doesn't believe you. He doesn't think you're actually sorry. He's just like,
I don't know what to tell you, Danny.
It's fine.
What a terribly soft young man.
Go back to your sandwiches.
Henry looks over and goes, no, I'm not. He pulls up his shirt to show these, like, abs. Oh, you weren't talking about me.
Thank you, darling.
He literally, like, rolls the shirt back down.
I needed to moisturize. That was good.
Oh, no. Granny goes like, it's been a while.
Anyway, what I wanted to tell you about will, it's very simple. The person who lives through the night gets the most money.
God, she's never going to die.
Wait, I'm sorry, who leaves during the night?
Who lives through the night gets the most money.
Why are you looking at me? I'm fine.
Oh,
healthy as an ox.
You don't understand. So sad. You see, all the rumors about me being an evil witch or a monster and all of those such things that the children say because they are frightened of old people, that's not necessarily true. But I am a fan of the most dangerous game. You will all be hunted, and whoever lives through the night will get my money.
Oh, sorry, did you say hunted?
Yes.
We're not here to
like
play games.
Like a game?
By what? Hunted by what?
You will be hunted by the friends you have brought.
And as soon as she says that, Henry stands up, pulling a gun out of his pocket,
Henry,
and puts it against your head.
I am paying you. You put that away right now.
I paid him 6 months ago to meet you in London. I know your type, and I know what you like.
We all do.
Mr. Brock takes off his like very nice lawyer shirt, revealing a bow and arrow strapped to his back that he pulls off.
Damn it, Pee-Pee.
After Peter, roll a d20.
We didn't talk about this.
Cooper, roll a d20.
Shit. 5.
17. Upon you calling him pee-pee, he turns, pulls back, shoots for your leg.
Good lord!
God, doesn't even hurt!
Granny's like, no! 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 Mr. Brock, the game has not started yet!
You're still calling me pee-pee.
Well, there's nothing I can do about that. Now, is there? If you insist on being
doing that, that's fine.
Petey, you're a lawyer. This can't be legal. Your grandmother's paying me a lot of money. And then you hear Fred from behind, me too, as Daniel puts his knife against your neck.
Oh.
What? No, we were gonna...
What was that about me not being a good assistant?
No, you're fine, you're great.
Worst assistant. Well,
cool, we'll share the money, and, you know, we can work on the inventions together. Everything's gonna be great.
Oh, this is fun. This is fun.
No,
this is
fun. No,
Nana, come on. You remember all the good times we had. You don't want to do this.
And Charles looks over at you, Gabby, and goes, as someone who's not of blood, you have the option of leaving.
Call the police.
But we have tapped all your phones.
Wait, I'm the police.
But if you leave, we will kill Spot. Because chances are none of these three would be willing to take care of it.
Yeah, just get out of here.
We're working on a lot of wonderful...
No,
we're working on a lot of wonderful...
You hear in the distance... No, that's fine.
I'd be happy to take Spot.
We put him in the bathroom as a blind dog with two arms he ain't getting out.
Oh, it's horrible.
But if you leave, we will immediately go there and kill Spot. And then hunt these three.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
So do you stay?
Roger the alien from Family Guy, dressed as Kevin Bacon as a hashtag cousin of Gram Gram.
So, Roger, dressed as Kevin Bacon, is a cousin.
So you're staying?
I'm gonna stay!
Hooray, hooray, hooray! Let the games begin! You have 5 minutes!
And as soon as she says that, she presses a button, and the four of you fall from the first floor into the basement.
My hat! Is my hair all right? My clothes, are they clean?
My legs.
And down there in the basement, this large cavernous basement, it's just dust and boxes and all these other things. And then you see sitting there is Mae Young, professional wrestler, and it's the 70s, so she's older, but not the oldest she would ever be. He's like,
oh, Grandma threw you guys down here too?
Darling, what are you doing down here? It's absolutely filthy.
Mae Young?
I'm still playing the game. I think they thought I'd stop.
You're playing too?
I'm not meaning to.
I don't trust her. She could be in on it.
Go round your cousin. How dare you?
How long have you been here?
What month is this?
September.
6 months.
Holy shit.
I've been living off rats. I think I'm the final survivor of my round. She killed Darren, Mark, and Julia already.
Oh, good. That's 4 more that doesn't have to get paid out from the old bint.
What did she promise you? That if you survived, you would
I would enter the next bracket.
How many are there?
There are so many cousins.
Rabbit, darling, like a rabbit.
She finds this is the way to whittle it down. And I've been living down here because the things I had to do.
Good, but why don't you dispose of this one and get her out of the way?
Does anyone want to try and take out Mae Young?
I mean, sort of. Look at her, she's weak, dude.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I'm going to punch her in the face.
Okay, roll a d20.
Really hard.
Roll a d20.
3.
4. So describe what you're going to try and do.
Buckle up, Grandma.
And she pushes. She grabs you and puts you into an arm bar.
Oh, no.
You suck. That's not how you punch somebody. This is how you punch somebody.
Ow, roll a d20.
Ow.
Wait, that's 12.
Owie. Oops. Help.
17.
3. So what do you do?
I punch like right through, and then her skull just like right in the forehead, and it just like caves in.
What the fuck? Oh, that's fucking. Oh my god.
That's how you punch somebody.
Elmer Fudd shows up. It's now human season. Okay. So you punched Mae Young right through the head. And she roll a d20.
I was a big fan. 7.
12. She's going to be stuck on your hand for a minute. You're not able to clean the pool. So what does everyone else want to try and do?
Get it off!
It's like an accessory to your victory.
No.
She saved me. I'll try to pull it off.
Roll a d20.
Ooh, that's a one voice.
You go and grab, your hands also go into her hands.
It's disgusting.
That's awkward.
If you knew how to punch, it wouldn't have to do your job for you.
You hear over a speaker system.
The games begin in a minute. Grab any weapon you can find and fire the best you can.
Oh, man. Okay.
What's laying around? What can we grab?
Yeah.
So there are, imagine what would be in your own grandmother's house. Yeah. Maybe some dolls, some framed photos.
We're going to take an umbrella.
What?
An umbrella.
Okay, roll a d20. Oh, one more.
Let's meet Granny's hashtag cousin Eddie Griswold, who's there on a vacation.
Okay. All right.
So, you grab an umbrella. What are you going to grab?
Are in any of these boxes, are any of my old inventions lost up here? Because a lot of them were super dangerous.
I'm going to have it that the dentist thing is.
Granny's favorite hashtag room is, of course, the motocross arena wing where she holds the death races and monster jams.
I want to step on Mae Young's arm on the ground and then try to rip her arm off while taking it off. That way I can use her arm as a weapon.
Roll a d20.
Wow. 18.
Four. So you're able to have the arm. What do you want to do?
I want to use her teeth as brass knuckles.
Now, again, this is the 70s. Her teeth are probably still her real teeth and not old lady denture teeth.
I mean, that's the only thing I can do.
Roll a d20.
I'm stuck in her skull. 14.
Six. All right, you're able to kind of...
Nice. That worked out perfectly.
So, we reached our first goal, so Granny's going to tell a story. Ooh. As you guys start to make your way, either hiding or out of the basement area. There is a door on the left, so what do you guys want to try and do? Do you want to hide or walk out of the basement?
I'm going to go upstairs, see if I can push her down some steps.
Okay.
I'm not here to hide.
Hide?
Fight.
I mean, I'll tag along with the group and see what we can do.
I'm following Beza.
So Cooper's the only one hiding in the basement.
He's not hiding.
So, you guys start to make your way, and you hear over the loudspeaker.
Did I ever tell you how I met your grandfather, Edward?
Here we go again.
Oh, I'll never forget it. I was 14, he was 27.
7,000 years ago.
It was fine, because it was the 1800s back then. And people didn't frown upon such things. Yes, if you're doing the math, it was technically illegal. But he looked amazing. I love a man in uniform, and he was the local milkman. That crisp, clean, white uniform. Oh, my goodness. He came up and he goes, "Oh, hello, little girl." Because I've been short my whole life. "Would you like some milk?" And I said, "Oh, yes." Which I think he took as a double entendre. And that's how I meant it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Nana, no.
He soon took me to the movies, and we saw the film where the train goes towards the camera. We were so very startled. Oh, I held his hand so tight, the death grip is what he called it. And oh, how right he was. You just hear, story's over.
Oh. You think that was bad? I've been listening to that for 60-odd years. These stupid stories with no middle or ending.
So the three of you made your way out. You're going to stay in the basement and hide?
I'm going to hide until someone jumps out and I punch it.
Okay. So three of you are making your way out. So staying with Cooper, out of nowhere, with your brass knuckles, a giant hairy creature known as Harry comes walking out, looks at you with a big smile on his face.
Holy shit.
And he tries to give you a hug. He gives you a hug and just lifts you in the air.
My bones!
Then he starts patting you on the back. But he can't, this creature can't speak, but he seems like he could probably understand you.
Hello, we're cool, right? This is cool. Okay, because I was going to have to punch you, but we cool.
Oh.
So you're going to help me get paid, right? Perfect, dude, this is going great. Well, screw the other guys, you're with me, let's try to figure something out.
So now you and Harry from Harry and the Hendersons are going to work to figure something out. So while the three of you suddenly exit, you open the basement doors, and rather than being stairs, you have now entered Granny's favorite room, which is the motocross arena wing, where she holds death races and monster jams.
Nana, what the hell?
As you see, and it makes no sense. It's a giant open area that seems to be under a house as people are riding by on motorcycles. And you hear Eddie, cousin Eddie, who some of you have only heard tales told, just going, "Woo!" as he's on this motorcycle.
Look at all this money she's wasted on all of this nonsense. This could have been spent on high fashion.
It made her happy. I don't know. I mean, she loved her motocross.
That does not look safe at all.
Yeah, he's not wearing a helmet.
Oh my God, Eddie, what are you doing?
Hey, what are y'all doing here?
Trying to find our way out.
Let's get out. Out.
Oh, y'all being...
Wait, what are you doing here? What have you been told?
I'm supposed to hunt. Y'all being hunting? Or
wait, you're supposed to hunt?
Yeah.
What are you hunting?
No, we're hunters also.
We're hunters.
Granny called me up and she's all like, Eddie, y'all gonna come? You're gonna come some hunting some of your cousins. If you win, I'm gonna give you enough money. You're gonna buy the biggest room.
Biggest room in the house?
I don't know. That's all she said, I think.
Is he about to turn on us? Is that what's happening?
No. We're hunters too, just like you.
Oh, great. Who y'all hunting?
Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, Cooper.
The other, perhaps he's
Is that
elsewhere.
The one with the mustachioed?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then I want to knock him out with Mae Young's arm.
Roll his 20.
10.
18. Y'all, there's a nice arm! Sam looks it over. Man, it's muscular! This arm been working out his head!
Yeah, I was just trying to show it to you.
What?
I just wanted to show it to you. I wanted to test your reflexes. Oh, good job, Eddie!
This is real nice!
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
He revs up the motorcycle holding the arm. As he goes up a ramp holding the arm.
typical Eddie.
Good job, Gabby, getting rid of him.
My arm.
Yeah, so what are you two on trying to do? Do you want to try?
Are there any more motorbikes laying around?
Yeah.
I would take one of those, thank you.
Okay, roll a d20.
Great. It's a 17.
2.
Great.
It is so fancy.
Oh, fantastic. Rum rum.
And what do you want to do with it?
Ride it.
Okay. So you ride it and you go up an embankment, just going up.
I've never felt so alive!
You hear in the distance, you hear Henry go,
"Oh, wait.
Screw you, Henry. You're off the payroll."
So what do you want to try and do, Fred?
I don't know. I'm just trying to take it all in. is there any way out through this room? Maybe to another part of the house?
Yeah, you see where the bikes would be coming from if you were at an arena.
Yeah.
Little arena area. Right,
I'm gonna start making my way over there.
Okay, roll a d20.
8.
17. So you start making your way there. Eddie cuts you off and goes, "Man, where are you going? There's enough bikes around here, bro."
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. I was just going to head into the garage, see if there were any, bigger vehicles I could get, like a monster.
Oh, dang, man, there's a monster truck. I've all souped up.
Yeah, we should get that one.
Bitchin'. he turns the bike to us like a couple figure eights, and then goes riding down.
See you soon.
Gabby, what do you want to do?
So, where you guys are far away? Are you guys already on the track? Is that where they're at?
She's riding up the track now. Eddie's gone through down the entrance ramp. Yeah. Fred is making his way with Eddie.
Gabby, grab a bike, feminism and all that, right on.
Fine, all right. And then I want to try to get a bike.
Okay, roll a d20.
14.
10. You get a bike. It's not as fancy.
Okay.
But it works. It definitely works.
Okay. I start following Beza. Is Eddie in distance?
Eddie's gone down the ramp, okay. So you don't even see him now.
Beza!
Yes!
We have to get rid of him, of Eddie. We have to get rid of him.
Sure thing, darling.
Are you just going to keep riding on your bike or what?
Well, you see this canvas tent over here where all the other bikes are. I'm just going to flick my cigarette into it and it'll cause a nice explosion. Ooh. Then we can get out the back door.
Okay.
Flick.
Roll a d20.
14.
18.
Shit.
Wait, can I see? Is that gas a can empty? Or that can of gas? 15.
5. Is it?
It's not.
Okay, what do you want to do with it?
I want to throw it all over the tent.
Okay, so you do that right when the cigarette hits.
Click, 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 click.
You flicked and hit, but because you went under, the explosion knocks you back a little bit.
My eyebrows!
So roll a d6.
Oh, no. 4.
Yeah, it roasts your eyebrows.
That's all right, darling. I have a fringe. I'll cover it up, and oh, my hair is falling out. All of my hair is falling out. Sorry, it's just age. I'll get them threaded or friend or blended or bladed or whatever it is later. It's fine.
They look okay.
Thank you so much. Yes.
We come back to the basement with Cooper and Harry, the Sasquatch. He's somehow started cooking bacon in a pan.
Ooh. Heck yeah! It smells good, dude. Thanks. Thanks, man. Sustenance.
And then you hear, in this basement, you hear like a floorboard creak.
Hello?
Harry stands up, and right when he does, his face blows up. Blood getting on you.
Fuck!
Elvin Bud stands there with a gun.
Oh, that's fucked up, dude.
I'm here to hunt you.
It's not Cooper season, brother.
I'm here to hunt human. I'm in the well. I weld my gun.
He's trying to put bullets back in the gun.
While he's reloading, I want to go to punch him in the face.
Okay, roll d20.
Oh, that's a 2.
15.
God.
So,
you go to punch him,
and you hit his big cartoonish nose that just kind of wobbles back and forth. He goes, "Why would you do that?"
Because I wanted to kill you. There, I said it.
17. Well, you done shouldn't have done that. He points his rifle, roll a d20, see if you avoid the buckshot.
17.
6. So he shoots, and the gun, it ends up having like blowback. It throws him back, and it just creates like a smoke around you.
Yeah, no, I put my fingers in it.
it just blows over foot back into like a bunch of boxes. Harry, though, totally dead.
Shit.
Elmer Fudd's like, he gets pushed back and he lands in a barrel up to his like stomach, so his little legs are kicking out. He's like, it's dark in here. It's so very, very dark.
Does the shotgun still work?
Yes.
Okay. I want to put it in the barrel and shoot him in the ass.
Roll a d20.
18.
15. So what do you do?
It's FUD season. Time to get paid. Brah!
And you just see all this black smoke go out of the bottom of the barrel as he stands up, lifts the barrel up, and he's just got covered in black soot around his face. He's like, that hurt. And then you just like Talented Mr. Ripley, just a trickle of blood going down his face. And then just as the camera pans up and you see the back of his head blown out. And he hits his knees and collapses onto the ground.
Hunting season's over.
So, you're now alone in this basement. Do you want to try and catch up with the others, or do you want to stay there now that you have this weapon?
I'm getting pretty scared. Some crazy shit's happening, so I think I want to join with the others.
Great. So you start making your way out into this giant motor arena. You see, you get there right after the explosion, so you see Beza, no eyebrows, trying to pull her front of the
leg to, make
make some bangs.
It's fine, I just take a quick trip to the spa in the form of fire, it's fine.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
And then, so Fred, what are you doing? So you're trying to catch up with Eddie.
Yeah, so I'm heading into the garage. I want to try to distract Eddie and then knock him over the head with like a wrench or something. See if I can take him out.
Okay. So Eddie's looking over at his like kick-ass monster truck.
Look at this awesome monster truck. Can you show me how it works?
Oh man, I'm gonna put some stuff on it. Some flames gonna shoot out the back, y'all.
Yeah. Show me. What's in here? What's in the engine?
An engine.
Right. I mean, anything special? You said it was.
I painted it blue.
Oh, show me. Show me where.
So he goes over, lifts the hood up. So what do you want to try and do?
I'm assuming there's like a wrench or a...
Oh, there's some tools.
Yeah. Tire iron or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to grab it. I'm going to smash him over the head.
Roll a d20.
20!
Oh, so tell me what happens.
So he's bent over looking inside. I get the tire iron. I hit him in the back of the head. It goes into his brain. Wedges in there, falls forward with enough force that the hood slams down, crushes his back.
Oh!
All right, well, there went.
Damn.
There went Cousin Eddie. He didn't even get a final. His final words were, "I painted it blue."
Eddie, I'll always remember that. My next invention, I'm going to paint it blue just for you.
What a grand memory.
I didn't think he had it in him to do that.
Oh man!
Good shot, darling.
So the three of you being outside, what you hear is this like bang, clang, boom, and all this other stuff. You're not sure what's happening. So do the three of you want to try to make your way to where you know Fred to be?
I want to know what. I think is Fred dead?
There's one less person for the pound.
Let's go see.
So you guys make your way down to where Fred is, and you just see the Eddie's legs hanging out of this trunk. And they're death spasming every once in a while.
Oh, hey, guys.
Holy shit.
you got rid of him, of Eddie.
I mean, we had to.
We were trying to.
He's going to hunt us at some point.
Get on you, taking care of business.
We started a fire over there.
A fire?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
We started a fire.
Okay.
That was
it's
fine. All right. I murdered a cartoon character.
What?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. You hear said. As before you look over and you see a golden retriever that says bushes. What do you mean you killed a cartoon character?
Anybody else seeing this?
That's not Spot.
I think we should take it and sell it.
That dog has four legs.
I'm here to help Spot.
No, don't shoot it. Let's sell it. I'm here to help Spot too.
You're helping Spot.
Oh, that's
okay.
Great. Yeah, he's my blind friend. I love Spot.
I love Spot too.
I also love baked beans.
Delicious.
But I love Spot more than baked beans.
Okay. Not sure where to go.
How many times can you cock a gun?
Are you?
There we go.
Are you here to hunt or to be hunted?
I guess I'm here to save Spot. I don't really care about what some human does in her will.
Can you lead us back to where Spot was near the door?
Yes. Get us out of here. Go on. Be a good boy.
Sure can. Yeah. Puts his nose on the ground, starts sniffing and walking forward.
Good job, finally. Someone useful. You're doing fine, don't worry.
So the four of you want to start following the dog?
Yeah.
So you start following the dog, and you hear over the speaker system,
"Oh my god, you killed Cousin Eddie. And you destroyed my monster truck. And my cavalcade of motorcycles."
Well, you have insurance, don't you, darling? Just claim it. Pay out.
That is what it's for.
Oh, you act like it's so easy. There's so much paperwork, and my old eyes don't work like they used to.
My lord, hire someone. You have enough money. You do have money, don't you?
Of course, dare you? How dare you?
Why else?
You think I can maintain this beautiful home if I didn't have money?
Good, because I want it, obviously.
I know, and the only way you'll get it is live through the night.
So I'm doing all right so far.
What happens if...
Two eyebrows down.
What happens if...
She thinks those are her last words, and she goes,
"Brock, you hear from the dude, Brock, you need to take me to the bathroom."
Mrs. Henderson.
No, Brock, you need to, or you're going to have to clean a mess in a minute.
Must be a disaster up there. Just put her in diapers already and shove her in a corner.
What's she going to call
pee-pee? Yeah, when she says that, she's like, that's when she realizes the thing is not. She's like, and she gets
disaster. Vroom, vroom, still on my bike.
Following the dog?
Yes, vroom, vroom.
The dog turns and goes like, I think we're close. That or there's a dead squirrel down here.
They love their squirrels.
The spot, it could be smelling grandma's accident upstairs.
Does the spot smell like a dead squirrel?
Well, he does live in a bathroom.
Oh. Fair enough.
And then the dog keeps walking, and you hear like,
oh my God, how did I, actor Kevin Bacon, definitely not an alien, get stuck down here?
And he doesn't see you guys. He's talking to himself.
Is that Kevin Bacon?
It sounds just like him.
Sounds like Kevin Bacon.
You just see this big alien head thing with like a wig just like barely hanging on.
God, I hate I invented that time machine and I went back to the 70s and now I'm here.
Holy shit, it is Kevin.
It's Kevin Bacon, yeah.
This is so embarrassing. I'm gonna die in some old woman's basement.
Are you available for hire?
He turns around now hearing you guys like, oh my God!
In the 70s, where was Kevin Bacon? His career?
Non-existent.
Was he getting stamp paddling?
His first movie was Animal House, I think, in 79 or 80. So in 1975, he's maybe in acting school. Maybe.
He's a handsome young man, is what he is. Ooh. Are you for hire?
What do you want to do?
Why do you always ask good-looking guys that?
Because then they'll do what you want.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Must be nice having money. Why do you want more money if you already have a bunch of money?
Well, it's always good to have more, isn't it, darling? More gin, more cigarettes, more money, more men.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to hire you. You're going to help us out. You're going to carry me, and we're going to get out of here.
You're on a motorcycle.
Carry me and my motorcycle, darling. I'm going to pay you.
You can drive.
What are you going to pay me in?
What kind of person doesn't get paid in money? What are you expecting to be paid in? Sexual favors?
Oh. Yes.
No, that comes along with me paying you.
All right. He walks over, tries to grab the motorcycle, and he's like, ah! He's trying. And the dog just is looking at the four of you like, why did we stop for this?
Oh, never mind. I'm just going to continue on my bike. You're useless. I don't get
Kevin, did you say that you're a relative? Are you a cousin?
No, I think I built a time machine. I got stuck down here sometime. I was messing with the time continuum.
Okay.
So I was trying to go to the future to see if I won an Oscar.
Good luck. So you don't know anything about like hunting or anything like that?
You heard anything weird? Anything?
Anything?
What are you doing? I mean, I was in a movie where I played a hunter one time, so I think I know a thing or two about hunting. I did a lot of research.
But you're not involved in any kind of hunting at the moment, you wouldn't say.
Except for hunting for the next big role.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This guy does not know anything.
Yeah. Why don't you take on the role of Christopher Columbus and find us a way out of here?
To be fair, that's a terrible analogy. Christopher Columbus thought he was finding India and found something else. If anything, he got really lost.
He still found something, didn't he? He got to the point eventually.
I don't want to tell you about your own Earth history. I mean history.
What was that? What are you, stranger?
He pulls out a wrist thing and starts typing on some device you've never seen, and whoop, you see him like vanish into the air.
What was that? Oh, my meds kicked in. Where did he go?
I don't trust this guy.
Did you see what that was? I want to copy that. I mean, make something that's just like that. I gotta work on it. Where's Danny? Oh, fucker. Forgot.
The dog looks over and goes, are you guys done? Yeah, I want to try and finish this up so I can go have some bunch of baked beans.
Sure.
Well, I thought you said you were all about them earlier.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just envisioning a dog eating a bunch of baked beans and what the aftermath
is. He has a dog. What's wrong? What's wrong with dogs eating baked beans? Do you have something against dogs?
It's fine. I love dogs. I love Spot. I was working on an
you
invention to help
Spot.
Him.
You don't love Spot more than me. I'm Spot's friend.
Spot.
And then suddenly you see where you saw the portal open up that Kevin Bacon disappeared into. Another portal opens up, and out comes Jack, the Yellow Ranger from Hyperforce, going, I'm looking for a time-traveling alien who thinks it's Kevin Bacon. He's going to mess up the time stream continuum.
Wait, that wasn't
Wait,
Kevin
wait, how
Bacon?
Much? How much is this information worth to you?
No, that was Kevin Bacon.
I mean, this is about the end of the world. It's very important.
So it's worth a lot of money. You can pay us for this information.
I'm from the future. Currency is not a thing.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Current That sounds like a terrible future.
Listen, we only have one shot. Do you know where he went?
No.
No.
He just disappeared. My lips have not loosened. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe if you let me look at that wrist thing, then you know we can help you out.
This is my morpher.
Okay.
It looks like it does something. You have morphine on you. Can I have some morphine?
This is the darkest time. Nine. He tries to push his morpher and he can't vanish. Well, I guess I'm stuck here until I roll higher than a 10.
Let me take a look. Maybe I can help fix it.
Ugh.
I'm really good with technology. There's four of us and one of him.
He's wearing some kind of weird armor. I don't know what the hell this is.
This is my Power Ranger suit.
Okay.
The talking dog looks up and goes, do you guys want to get out of here or not? We keep stopping for every distraction.
It's a crazy house, man.
Yep. You're not going to get a disagreement out of me, the talking bean eating dog. What a scenario!
All right.
One, Jack's still stuck here.
Oh my god.
All right, well, I guess I'm following you guys. Where are we going?
We're following the dog. We're trying to get out of here.
We're following the talking
dog.
We're
either going to find some baked beans or our way out.
Or we're all going to die.
Either way, it's super cute when you watch a dog eat baked beans.
Might depend on how furry the dog is. Little dog's probably cuter than a big dog covered in fur.
I think it's pretty cute.
So you start following the bean dog as he's making his way, and he comes to some stairs. And by the way, point out real quick, those are all the characters. If you guys want to see anybody else, let me know. And also, we do still have habaneros on the table.
Can I elect to eat a habanero over a bean boo?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's also on the table. If you want a player to do a habanero, it's up to them.
I can handle spice. I can't handle a vomit-flavored bean.
I want to see that.
So you guys, there's some stairs, and they spiral up.
Okay. Why don't one of you young men go up there?
We can't
make
take
sure
the
it's...
bike up there. We gotta walk. It's time to walk, Bessette. It's good for your bones, you know?
Don't worry, I got you. Jack walks over and picks you up.
Whoa!
Wonderful, darling.
You know, we've been working on a motorcycle that can climb stairs.
Really?
Yeah. So far it's killed all of the
When
test
you say
drivers,
working but... on it, I want to know how much work you actually put, because you were working on a million things, and guess what?
Well, that's
You're
what...
kind of broke.
That's what inventors do. I mean, it's like...
We've got to perfect something
you
first.
You gotta throw a lot of darts to hit a target.
See, that's Bez's right. You gotta finish one thing first.
Seven, Jack's still here?
He's holding me.
All right, here we go. Jack just makes his way
up the stairs. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
You might want to pay that guy, Bezza.
No mention of payment was mentioned to mention it at all.
Okay, fine. I'm just falling behind. Okay, so we're going up the spiral.
The dog is still in the front, leading the way. It's definitely up here.
All right, lead on.
Are you guys coming?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
So Jack, Cooper, Jack looks at you and he goes, so what do you do?
I'm a cop.
Oh, so am I, from the future.
Yeah, no, I'm like a real cop.
So am I, from the future.
You know, where I get things done. I don't just play dress up and, you know, do all nimbly-bimbly like you do.
Nimbly-bimbly.
Jack stops and looks at Bezza. What was that?
Nothing. I just liked a word.
All right. 15. Boop.
Oh, no!
Jack disappears as you hit butt first onto the stairs.
Oh, thank goodness I've got my butt implants. They cushioned my fall.
Oh, man.
Does anyone want to try and help her up?
Help me up. Help me up.
I need a cigarette.
Maybe the dog.
Somebody.
Yeah, I'll grab
it. You got yourself into
it. Oh, thank you. Back up I go.
You might want to carry yourself. You don't have to carry others, or have others carry you.
All right, then, geez.
Well, here, I'll take the lead up the stairs.
Yeah, you still have that big rifle, yeah. So you go to the front. The dog's next to you as you guys come across a door.
Well, you're the cop. You open it.
It could be that room of gold coins I heard so much about.
Gold coins.
Gold coins.
I'm not going to say anything about whether or not I know where that is.
Huh. Nothing's happening. It's fine. Look over, look over here.
Suddenly
fine.
you hear from inside this room with the door, you hear,
"Ah! My lord, what
Spot?
Was that?
Oh, Spot.
Is that Spot?
Oh no! Oh my god! No!
They're gonna hurt him!
Oh!
Oh! Fine, I'll open it. I wanna try the handle.
Roll a d20.
Don't get involved.
11.
9. So you're able to, you get the door open.
Uh-oh.
And you see strapped in there to this chair, medical tubing hooked up to their arm as it's siphoning blood. It looks like Granny.
Granny's getting liposuction, that cheater!
No, no, you don't understand. I'm your real Granny. That other person's an imposter.
What's going on?
What? I knew she couldn't have lasted this long all by herself.
Oh my god, you need to help me. You need to help me.
Wait, how do I know you're the real Grand Grand?
Your mustache is so nice.
Classic Grand Grand. Wait,
wait, but
what did the macaroni picture that we made in third grade, what did it look like?
It was a rocket ship. You said you wanted to be an astronaut.
Oh, that's Grand Grand.
Well, he's halfway there. He's at least enough, so.
Go!
But the other one was telling all the stories about...
And while you're saying that, you suddenly hear from on the other side of this room,
"Help! Let me out of this chair! Let me out! Let me out!"
Who the hell is that?
What?
What is going on here?
Did you look over? You see Granny strapped to this chair being electrocuted.
Granny!
Who is a different Granny than the one Granny! That was hanging up with her blood being siphoned.
How many of these women have to die before I get my inheritance?
That's not the problem!
There are so many of them!
Is this a dream?
What is going on here?
I'm freaking out, man.
And then you hear over the loudspeaker,
"Oh no. It looks like someone's discovered my little secrets."
Are you planning to live forever, you old bint?
I already have been. You've found my cloning room.
Is it worth living forever if you're 102 years old all the time?
I'm way older than 102, my sweet little baby boy.
How old are you? You look very good for your age, I must say.
You look really good.
I have seen things that you would never believe. I've ridden over a moment.
Many more dogs here. Air Button Can Talk has decided to show up #cousin.
All right, AirPods coming in.
I have seen things. I've ridden on pirate boats. I was at the Crusades. I have lived for eternity.
Dang, so she's probably like super rich.
Precisely. We should take out all of these.
I could open two grooming services. Have two mobile services.
The one that you saw that had her blood being siphoned is like,
"We're not all the same. Some of us love you dearly. We're not all like her. Please let me out. Let me go."
We should probably kill them all just to be safe.
I think that's a good idea. One by one.
But we don't know if we're actually in the will. If we kill them all, what... She hasn't officially
flushed. This is our grandmother we're talking about.
Oh, you poor fools.
Not technically my grandmother, I mean. Well,
there is no will.
What?
What?
Didn't you hear the story? She plans to live forever. She brings you all here, her blood, to siphon you off. She gets this old, calls her family, her blood siphons them in and becomes young again.
No will! No money! No money! What do we do? What do we do?
Kill them all.
I'm sinking.
Darling! Oh dear! Well, while you're down there, see if there's any cigarettes.
the bean dog looks over and goes, "I think we need to get out of here."
Bean dog, sick him! Kill! Kill!
Sick who?
Kill! Bean dog! All of the old women, not...
No,
but some of them love us. What are you talking about? What are you doing?
Fine. Bean dog looks over and goes, "I'm not going to kill anybody."
Once again, we're useless.
Thank God. No. Listen. Look, think about the technology here in this house.
Guys, wait up. I'm here. I'm not too late, am I? You wouldn't finish an episode without me, your hashtag cousin, the giant, replacement baby, would you?
So while you guys are arguing and the bean dog's like, I'm not gonna kill anybody.
Good dog.
You suddenly hear in the distance down in this room, Mommy! Oh, shit. That's a grandmother who's strapped in the chair with them, like,
oh no, the giant baby.
Giant baby, you said?
You need to get out of here.
More children.
Get out of here before the giant baby comes.
Let's get out of here.
As you hear closer and closer, Mommy.
Oh God, that doesn't sound good.
They're just shit, piss, and vomit machines. Get out of here.
I think we can handle a baby. Come on.
Oh no. He's here.
So it's like 3 feet tall?
As the door burst open that you guys came in from the stairs.
Time for fruity snack for the GM. Hashtag Pepper.
Oh! Let's go, camera boy.
I know.
Get time to get spicy.
Matt, can you give me milk? Matt!
Spicy can.
Oh, I thought I heard nope. I'm like, what? I'll continue going as I get this ready, and I get some milk out to me. So the door you came in bursts open, and here stands this 7 foot tall baby.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's the freakiest thing I've seen all day.
My grandchildren.
You killed a cartoon? That's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Yeah, that's way weirder.
I agree.
My grandchildren and Gabby, you need to get out of here. You need to get out of here before.
Replacement baby walks over to strapped in grandmother and wraps his arms around her and goes, Mommy.
No!
And squeezes her so he's like, squeezes her so hard. Blood starts coming out of her, like, everywhere.
I can't. Chanel suit.
And replacement baby pulls her back and goes, I hurt Mama!
Run!
God, this is why you never have children!
Run!
They hurt you on the way out and then they hurt you when they're alive!
The grandmother who is like, who is strapped to the chair being electrocuted, she's like,
oh my God.
As replacement baby goes, like, looks at her and goes, Mama! And walks over.
Oh no! Absolutely not.
Okay. So while that's happening, tell me what you guys are doing, where you're running, how you're trying to get out of here.
Frantically looking for a door to get the hell out of this nightmare asylum.
Is the door locked?
Yes.
The first one?
It's locked, but it does look like an old door.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
Mm-hmm. So replacement
baby. We gotta get out.
Replacement baby starts
the door.
Like, I can shoot it. I can shoot the door.
Okay.
Replacement baby grabs onto electric grandma. And starts like, Mom! You see smoke rising off the baby.
We couldn't save them.
Oh, it smells.
And the electricity bill's going to be outrageous.
The beaten dog is like pushing on the door.
We're
like,
we
gotta get out of here.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
I can shoot the door. I'm gonna shoot it.
Cheers.
We chose a small pepper as well. It's going to be the hottest one of all of them.
So, roll this way. 3. So you're not able to get the door. You're like,
come on! David,
nothing's happening.
You
I shot it.
Bad at your job.
No, I shot right at it,
dude. Watch out! I'm gonna hit it with the tire iron.
You gonna hit baby?
No, I'm gonna hit the door.
Okay, roll it 20.
What? 20. Ooh. So what happens?
9. Tell me what you do.
I hit the door handle so hard it just splinters and the door pops open, so we can see into the next room.
Okay,
I'm
listening.
So the door pops open, but I'm gonna have the other three of you roll d20s to see how close the baby is. 8.
20.
Oops. Get the hell out of my way, baby.
14. So everyone above a 14, Gabby, you're able to get away. The other two, baby grabs on your shoulder.
Oh shit!
Mama!
Get away from me! I shoved my cigarette in his mouth.
Ooh, roll a d20.
10.
17. You go like this, and he bites down on your hand.
Oh,
but he's a baby. He's a baby, so he's only got 2 little teeth.
It's so spitty and gross in there.
Yikes.
But he's like, he starts sucking on it like a pacifier.
No!
He's gonna
so
swallow your hand!
You can't quite, but you're not able to get your hand all the way out. So Cooper, he's also pulling you in for a hug.
Maybe I can shoot your arm off.
Oh no, I'd rather keep it!
No, I'm going to shoot the baby.
All right, roll a d20. Oh.
20. One of the cousins from Arkansas shows up.
Twinsky.
First name Bill. Last name Eubank. He's looking for his first cousin Trish. He's dying to kiss her. And it's not even that frowned upon where he's from.
So Bill Eubank from Arkansas is looking to kiss his cousin Trish.
Oh, I'm starting to drool.
Getting into character with that baby.
So, sorry, what'd you get?
Twinsky.
Okay, tell me what happens. What do you do to the baby?
I summon my inner strength, I rip her arm out, and I say, suck this.
Boom! So he's like, mup! And you shoot, and you also hit the grandma that was connected to the electric chair.
Gram-gram!
You kill Gram-gram! You kill Gram!
And her body's still being electrocuted.
She was gonna die, dude.
Wonderful job, two birds with one stone. High five for the rescue.
And you hear over the speaker system, oh, my wonderful big freak baby! No, my big freak baby!
To be fair, you should have stopped breeding years ago. Did you a favor? Should have been shot the day it fell out. You know, with the amount of children you've had, it definitely fell out.
I have a lot of grandchildren, not normal children. That means my children had a lot of children.
Shut up!
You should have paid attention in school!
I don't need school, I have money.
How much?
None of your business, more when you're dead.
Oh, I hate you so much. Why must I hate my first grandchild? Well, I guess first grandchild of this generation, because for those who missed it, I sucked the life out of my grandchildren to stay young forever.
It's because we're so similar.
Yes. As you hear the speaker system.
How you doing?
I'm getting there. It's like the little burps, like you're like, I'm over it, and then the little burps, and then
burns
everything
else. Oh, yeah,
just
like, yeah,
more habanero. Yep, and there's more, so just FYI, chat.
I'll eat one instead of a Bean Boozled, because I can handle spice.
Yeah, if anybody saw that episode of Ready to Ramble, where we all had, except Kaori. Kaori did not. She was like, I'm not doing that. We go into the hallway, you guys have burst through the door. You two are going to be the last because you had to deal with the baby. Bean Dog is...
go.
I got to get the spot or a bag of beans.
Spot.
Whichever comes first.
At this point, yeah, either one would be good.
So as you guys turn the corner, in the hallway is a man named Bill Eubank. Hanging out from Arkansas. He's trying to fish in the hallway. He has a fishing ball and a line in the goldfish bowl, and there's no fish in there.
Well, he must have some very good drugs. Darling, what do you have on you?
What?
Do you have any pills? Sleepies? Buddies? I don't mind it.
He reaches into, like, these trouser overalls and just pulls out a thing of pills, and you can see his, like, fingernails. There's dirt almost all the way down the cuticle.
It's like a trail mix. I'll take the whole thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Hands it right to you.
Yeah, I'm looking for my cousin. Trish?
Well, there are a lot of cousins here. Are you,
are any of you Trish?
No. We're not.
Trish? Trish? No. Trish?
Perhaps she's down in the basement.
Do we look like Trish?
In the what?
And down there in the basement. Let's trap him in the basement. Down there in the basement.
I'm be real legit. I'm looking for someone to kiss.
In the basement?
Well, not in the basement, but I'm looking for Trish.
But there's someone you can kiss in the basement?
I thought you said cousin?
You better believe, baby.
I'll kiss you. I don't care. It's like my face has been numb from Botox for years.
Roll a d20.
7.
14. All right. He starts kissing.
Wait, who won that roll?
Careful, you're going to get a nicotine high out of contact.
I like that. She didn't mind that. She kissed her cousin.
Whatever. I didn't feel it. It doesn't count. Completely numb, look.
Are we related to him?
I hope not, dude.
So, you haven't seen Trish? Yay tall?
Down there.
Down where?
She's down there. In that basement place, down there.
In the basement.
We keep telling you, down there.
Yes, I saw her. She was like, I'm Trish, and I'm here in the basement waiting for to be kissed.
Uh-huh. Man, that girl got stopped.
She said
she looked real nice, too.
Hey, man.
Real sweet.
Watch it, man.
Really
thin. Real cousin me, but.
Oh, I know. I mean, I get it. You know, you see a beautiful woman, you got to tell everybody about it. But, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, man. Don't be trying nothing.
No. I wouldn't dream of it.
All right, baby boy. I'm going to go find her.
Okay. You should do that.
12. I'm going to buy. Goodbye. And the bean dog looks and goes, are we done?
Thanks for the snacks.
Lead on.
So Bean Dog starts walking forward, and you start to hear, like a little bit further down the distance, you start to hear.
Spot.
Sounds like another thing that needs attention.
Bean Dog stops at the door, starts scratching at the door.
I want to open this door.
All right, you open the door, and there is a dog, but it's not Spot. It's a dog in a basketball jersey.
What a cute jersey.
Kill it.
It says Buddy on the back. You want to try and kill it? Roll a d20.
No, why? What are you doing? Wait, don't.
It's a trick. 15.
11. What do you do?
Air Bud this. It's going to be a secret.
Oh, Ew.
It was full of
you
best.
Didn't even know if it was Dr. S.
It could have been a demon.
It was a dog wearing a t-shirt.
The bean dog shot it again. The bean dog's like, for as it's covered in another dog's blood.
With everything we've seen, that might have been our cousin.
Oh, crap, I didn't think about that.
One less for the payout, I keep saying.
I guess. What payout? No, there's no payout.
Of course there is.
Crazy grandmother.
None of you deserve this money.
We've all seen Old Yeller, come on.
Bean Dog is like,
oh, this is why you don't have animals around. Disgusting. Oh, gross. Oh, get it away. It
smells like beans.
Everywhere.
The secret ingredient is black, is brown sugar. You hear over the loudspeaker. Oh my God, did you kill Air Bud?
Yeah, I did. My bad.
Oh, he was your salvation.
What?
He was the most intelligent dog in the world. He wasn't been able to get you out of here. That dog can play basketball.
I don't think she meant that, Bean Dog. You're very smart.
Yes, Drew's the only one that can talk. We should be speaking nicely about him.
You just see Bean Dog is just like looking around and seeing. It's all right.
You're doing a great job, you gross nut.
All the way from Silent Hill comes the dreaded hashtag Cousin Pyramid Head.
That's frightening.
I will say you have all done miraculously better than I would have thought. None of the people I've hired to kill you have come across you once.
Will you stop hiring people and just give the money directly to us?
Yeah, you know, if you just paid us, we could just leave and forget anything ever happened.
Precisely.
Well, I would, but I've hired the most deranged murderer I know, and he should be there any minute.
What?
How do I turn this thing off?
Surprise, it's me! Just kidding.
Then you start to hear, in the distance down the hallway,
oh no.
Like some giant metal thing is being dragged on the ground.
I don't want to see what that is.
Oh no, it's going to be our cousin, Hello? The catwalk model, isn't it? He always wears that ridiculous outfit like he's some high fashion finishta. No, get out of here with your ridiculous.
Are there any other doors in this hallway that we can go through?
There's two other doors.
Well, we gotta try him. We gotta see what's behind.
I wanna get out.
What's behind door number one?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so you go to door number one, and then right at the end of the hallway, you see a giant pyramid-headed creature holding a massive sword walking towards you guys.
There he is, but he's got a big sword this time. Oh, he's taking it too far.
That's really fucked up.
Wait, that's Gary. I remember him from the reunion.
Yes, he wanted to be a fashion model.
Yeah, but we're all trying to kill each other here.
My cigarettes! Gosh darn it!
Stop throwing.
Roll a d20.
18.
14. It hits the pyramid and lights his leg on fire.
Oh, good. I told you you shouldn't wear flammable clothes around me.
He starts hitting his leg, and because you guys are like on essentially what would be like the second or third story of this crazy house. Yes, he's hitting his leg, and he's like, and goes through the banister.
Whoa!
And falls down at least two floors.
Oh! Well, it took care of that then, didn't it?
Good luck, Gary.
Nice job.
Oh, okay. I already have another cigarette. So it's become automatic with me now. Just refill it.
So what do you guys want? Do you want to try and explore those two rooms, or do you want to keep going forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's some crazy shit in this house.
All right. So you go into the first room, and inside is a bed, and lying there looks like Granny, just a more emaciated, thin version than the Granny you're used to.
How did you get so thin? What?
She's not feeding me.
Speak up, darling. You're not in the depression anymore.
They're not feeding her.
Oh.
Get some hearing aids.
That's how you're staying. I'm just kidding.
There's so many of us. What? We've made so many.
How does it all work?
Yes, can we make more of ourselves?
Do you have the plans?
We don't need more of you.
More of me.
We need to go to the attic. That's where the machine is.
Oh, the machine. Okay.
Kill me.
Kill you?
Okay.
I put a cigarette in her mouth.
Which way?
Yeah,
the correct way. You deserve one last smoke before you croak. All
right. She, like, takes it and, like...
Yes, done. Thank you.
Kill me.
Fine. Okay. And then I want to punch her in the head.
Goodness.
Brutal.
10.
You just hit her. It does. She's like...
What the hell? Ow. Somebody help me! We gotta kill her! Put her out of her misery!
I can't kill Nana.
Okay, I'll shoot her. I'll shoot her. Okay?
Oh, Nana, that's a...
I'll shoot her.
A suffering creature.
Roll a d20.
Oh, no.
7.
3. So you're able to... But you hit her in the shoulder.
Somebody do something! Use the crowbar!
No. I got this. Dentramatic. It almost killed her once. It'll definitely kill her this time.
The hashtag cousin Air Bud, who played football, shows up. He also can speak English here.
Not sure.
Roll d20.
Four. Oh.
So tell me what the detrimental is supposed to do to her.
So it sort of jam. I gotta work it in to get it in her mouth, and then it starts just gushing like a gallon of water in there, and then the rotors start. And it's just spraying and washing all of the dentures, and there's froth coming out.
Is that really a humane way to do it?
We should have just pinched your nose.
Hold on, it's almost there.
Good lord.
It's so horrible.
Roll a d20.
15.
What?
15.
18. Oh my God. This process takes 2 hours.
Oh my God.
And you guys are there the whole time. Of this old
just woman. Punch her again! Please punch her!
So many dentures. Somebody else want to take a turn?
You said it would be
so
fast!
Sweaty. There's like this giant sweat.
You said it would be fast!
It almost killed her in a minute last time.
Finally, she's dead. After 2 hours getting shot, nearly drowned, and punched in the
head. She always was a strong woman.
There's no wonder we haven't received any money yet. She just survives everything. Ridiculous.
Oh, Nana. Whoa. All right, there's still some bugs we got to work out.
Bean Dog is in the doorway. So disgusting.
Don't judge us.
And then you hear from behind Bean Dog, anybody want to play a game?
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Who's
what
in
kind
that?
Of game?
In comes walking in a golden retriever with a soccer jersey.
It's another demon!
You know what to do.
Awkward.
I'm looking for my brother. He doesn't talk as much, but he also plays basketball. He's really good at it. And he's going to have a bunch
of babies.
You know
what they say.
Oh my God, shoot it!
What? All dogs go to heaven.
Roll a d20.
What are you doing? We want to stop him. No!
18.
No! 15. No!
15. So combined, like, the dog's able to kind of ditch and dodge. You are able to load and fire. So what happens? You hit the dog in the leg.
Touched
you don't kill it. You just hit him in the leg because he's dipping
stop.
In the dog.
So, stop! He's got a demon.
My aim sucks.
My soccer leg.
He can't even play soccer. Put him out of his misery. That's his greatest joy in life. Kill him.
Okay.
Wait.
Wait! I can get you out of the house!
What?
You can?
What how?
What?
I know where the soccer fields are. Where? Outside the house. How do we get there? I can take you. You can tell us. You can speak. Use your words. You gotta go. No, you're gonna kill me. This no, is my insurance. What are you talking about? I swear I will not kill you.
Do you know where Spot is?
I might kill you.
Yeah.
Can you take us to the attic first on our way?
Sure.
Okay.
Ow. 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 Hurry up.
Let's go. Let's
Shut
go.
Shut up. Ow.
Maybe,
ow.
Maybe we could tie him to the other dog and then they can walk together.
The bean dog know. Is like...
What?
We're gonna turn them
like
into a spider.
Like a three-legged race. Like a three-legged race for humans, but like a, you know, six-legged race for
don't
dogs.
Don't do that to Bean Dog.
I don't know.
By the way, if you guys out, seen Spot now?
I'm looking for Spot,
We're
too.
We're looking for Spot. We'll get him on the way out.
All right, well, oh, I need a minute. I'm losing a lot of blood.
Can you hurry this up? We gotta get out of here.
What?
He's bleeding.
Ugh. Yeah, but more the reason to hurry up.
All right. It's up those.
Up the stairs?
It's up those stairs.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Anybody want to take it with you?
Nope.
You don't know how to get out of the house, though. You just know how to get to the attic.
Like I said, let's go.
So does anybody want to carry Air Bud?
I'll carry him. Yeah. Come on. You can blood over me, dude. Let's go.
Well, you shot me. It's called karma.
Yeah, you're right.
Just trotting up the stairs. The bean dog is like... just following from behind now.
Shot bean dog, you're next.
So you get into the attic, and the attic almost looks like something out of a Dr. Frankenstein thing. Like, there's all these machines. There's all these tubes and tubs of different kinds of liquid, and there's a giant... metal rod that's sticking out of the roof.
What is that?
Is there anything I can take notes with? Anybody have a camera? God, I gotta get this down. I wish I had a fucking assistant.
I wish I had a fucking assistant also.
Yeah, we saw your Henry. We know
yes.
You do have one.
Not anymore. You guys are passing by. There's these giant glass tubes. And this liquid, this like a viscous liquid that's hard, you can't see through it. It's really kind of chalky looking.
Interesting. I wonder what's in there.
And then you suddenly see a hand go press up against the glass.
What is that? Is that another grandma? Another grandma?
Coming up to the glass, what looks like granny with like no hair, like no eyebrows, hair, nothing, and a tube in her mouth. And her eyes are like white.
Grandma!
Oh my god!
What's that, Grandma?
Dude,
she's completely wrinkle free!
It's horrifying. You don't want that.
Can she see us?
Yeah, she starts following your hand.
Oh. Hi.
Perhaps we should let her out!
So I can shoot her?
That's not Grandma. It's like it's another clone. It's another freak.
Well, some of them were, you know, helpful.
What do you guys want to do? I'm going to tap on the glass. Darling, which way out of here? Point with your fingers. She puts her, like, hand, and you see, like, there's almost like there's no fingerprints. I want to know how you're wrinkle-free, yes, but point us on the direction out of here. And she goes, against the glass. She's not helpful at all.
No, she's horrible.
Maybe we can try to get her out. See.
What does this big red button on it do? One, what do you want it to do? Release her! These tubes come up, and there's eight tubes, and eight nude grannies fall to the ground.
What did you do?
Oh, it's swimming!
It stinks! It smells horrible! Oh. It stinks!
The dogs walk over and start licking their nails. Oh, God! Never gets an animal!
That's
so
bad
disgusting!
Dog. Bad
Wild.
Dog!
Dog, don't do that!
Are any of these grandmas conscious?
Which way out of here?
Grands, we need help.
Anyone? As they all like ate at the same time, like
put some clothes on.
All eight of their heads turn at the same time. They're like not. They're white. Just pupil eyes look, and they put their hands out like they want a hug.
Oh,
absolutely!
It's not grandma. It's not grandma.
Children are and you see their breasts have no nipples.
We weren't looking, but okay.
Just didn't imply how human they are. Well, at least these ones are not breeders. With they are.
Nanas, can you help us get out of here? Maybe?
Oh, no.
There'll be plenty of time for hugs later. We really gotta get out of here.
I'll give you a hug, Nana. Come here. Get your slimy naked body over here. Oh.
They give you a hug. And it's like touching. It's like if as if someone got like powdered sugar and put it on jelly.
I love you too, Grand.
The smell is like someone put mothballs in sour milk.
Oh. Yep. Nothing weird about this.
Cool. That smell's going to stay in my hat, isn't
it? Can I give you a hug? Can we get out now? Can we get out?
Air Bud looks around and goes, why did we come up here?
I don't know. He wanted to see the machine or something.
Yeah. And we got to figure out, how to get out.
We also need...
And we want the secret of how the hell...
We need Grandma to die.
Whoever it, Granny
we
is.
We need to destroy this machine. Is this the machine? This is where she makes them, right?
And the bean dog is like, I think we got to destroy all this stuff. Well, hold on. Are there any plans or... Maybe there's an instruction manual somewhere.
No, what do you want it for?
This feels like an ancient evil. I don't think it should be around anymore.
Well,
the other second ingredient is cut up pieces of bacon.
I mean, evil? let's not jump to conclusions here.
What else could it be? What's the other secret ingredient?
I gotta do some research. I gotta do an investigation here. Maybe I can adapt.
What are you hoping to find out?
Maybe I can adapt this technology for good. For the good of mankind.
For anti-aging technology, yes. Yes, of course.
It can save dogs everywhere.
And save my face from wrinkles.
There's not much hope of that.
What?
But who knows? Maybe with some kind of technology.
So you want to try and look around this place and see if there's any kind of... Okay. So you're walking around.
And like a desk or a file cabinet.
And the grannies, all eight of their heads are just staring at you. Like going like this as you walk around the room.
That's fine.
Roll a d20.
9.
13. As you pull open one of the desk drawers, a little device goes and shoots out like little darts into your face.
Oh! You set off an acupuncture machine!
And suddenly hear over the speakers Daniel's voice coming in going like, we found him!
Damn it.
And all the grannies like eyes turn red. As they walk over to Fred.
No.
And you hear Granny's voice over the speaker go, oh, you found the pheromone. The minute that enters your body, my clones go mad for your blood.
Okay, time to go. Time to go. Let's go. Let's
no,
go.
No, you come wanted on, to dogs. Come, yeah.
Get away from me.
Roll
get away from me.
Let's go. 20.
You're going to die.
8.
Oh.
20.
No.
So right as you head towards the thing, the grannies grab you, and they start pulling you away from the group.
We can't help you. Little help, please. We can't help you. There's too many of them.
Oh dear.
They're just old.
I can try to shoot one. My aim's been pretty shitty today.
Airbud's like,
no, let it happen. Oh.
They're just old jelly grannies. They won't put up much of a fight.
No. Let them take it.
Roll a d20.
Five. Getting better.
17.
Oh, Rip!
Help!
8 different pair of granny hands. Around your head. And even though they're old, they pull.
Oh.
19, ripping your head off.
No. He should have stayed calm and wouldn't
blood
have
goes,
lost his head.
All over the place.
Fuck!
One less cousin?
And one less
pair. You hear over the speaker, Granny.
That's disappointing. Fred was the one that was somewhat nice.
It's well, nice doesn't get you anywhere in life, darling. That's why you and I are still alive, you old bitch.
Oh, I hate you because you are me.
You're the same.
So it's Fred's body's like flopping around, no head, just blood.
God.
All these grannies like kind of shut down. Like as if they're just standing there now.
Right,
don't
let's get out.
Don't touch the pheromones. Don't touch the pheromones.
Time to
leave. I want to get out. I don't care anymore.
Don't touch what?
Don't do it. If you do that.
Okay. Let's go.
So the three of you start making your way out.
down the stairs, the two dogs following you.
I don't want to ask the dogs. Okay, can you smell Spot at all?
They both start sniffing.
Oh.
This way. And they start.
I want to follow. I'm following.
They start bounding. Air Bud's still like, ow, 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 ow. This one bad paw.
Okay. I'm going. I need to find the dog. I need to find Spot.
I will buy you another dog.
It's not
the
same.
I will buy you a person if we could just leave.
Wow. So you come across, you walk into one of the doors, and you hear from inside this door.
All right, I want to open the door.
You open the door, and there standing there is this two-legged dog, one leg in the front, one leg in the back.
Spot!
He's blind. He hears your voice.
Spot, it's me! It's Gabby! Is he, like, tied up or anything?
No.
Okay. Come on. I want to... Don't you dare!
Is it wearing a t-shirt? Okay. Then it's not a demon.
I pull out a leash and stuff for my bag, and I drag him along.
Okay. You're pulling him along.
So we have our three dogs.
And then you hear over the loudspeaker.
Oh, seems you found Spot.
Yeah, I'm taking him with me. I can't let you kill him.
Let me take the dog, and we'll take the rest of the inheritance. That can be hers.
I leave the option on the table for you again, Gabby. As someone who's not truly a blood relative, you serve no purpose in my want for continuous youth. You have the dog. You're free to go.
Go on, then.
It's a lot of money. I can still get the money, right?
No.
I think you misunderstood this.
Legally.
The money is a way for me to drag you all here. My plan is to kill all of you. There is no true competition.
Okay. I want to go. I want to get out.
Very well.
As the ground underneath you opens up, and like a slide, you with the three dogs go and...
Everybody help me, I saved you!
Down this slide as the three of you, or the four, you and the three dogs, right on the front lawn. And a car sitting, the motor running.
There's a car there? Okay, all right, let's go, guys, come on. I want to try the door. Are there car keys?
The door's already open.
Okay. I hate this place. You're a terrible family.
Roll a d20.
15.
4. You drive off.
Let's go. I take my dogs.
So I will say, had I beaten her, the car would have exploded.
Oh,
so because I got under... She drives away perfectly fine with three new dogs. Aw. And you know what, for good measure?
Two and a half dogs.
8, sitting in the passenger seat is a bag of money.
Yeah!
And you hear like...
I want to have 5 Air Buds.
You hear over the loudspeaker go like,
oh, I think she took Charles's car.
And you hear Charles be like, oh no, I left a bag of money in there.
No!
So now it's the two of you, and you're in there.
What do you say we go take care of that old witch?
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Oh, you want to come and get me, you fucking dickheads? Come and get me!
Have some class, you old kids!
Come get me, you fox.
Where are you?
Well, I am where you last saw me. In the kitchen. Well, enjoying my meal.
Kitchen.
Yeah. Why would she lie to us at this point?
That makes no sense.
So you guys run on down. You're going to make your way to the kitchen?
Hmm?
You're going to go to the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the two of you are going to the kitchen. And as you're doing so, you're passing by... Daniel, you're passing by Henry, who are standing there, because they were given orders to let you guys pass and go meet Granny.
Henry!
Yeah?
Where's that gun you held to my head earlier?
I still have it.
Hand it over.
Ma'am.
Roll a d20.
16.
8.
If you want your last paycheck, you'll give me that gun and all of your bullets.
You're lucky I have emotional attachments to sex.
Because I know I'm very good.
So you guys make your way into the kitchen. Sitting there is Granny. And she's got a cup in her hand. and there's what looks like the liquid that the clones were in as she's drinking it. Oof. And even while she's drinking it, you almost start to see some of the wrinkles disappear. It's little by little.
Well, the process has already begun.
Do you feel like sharing what's in that cup?
Oh, no, 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 no.
So, well, then,
what do the two of you wish to do?
I mean, I kind of want to shoot you in the face.
Sounds good.
Roll a d20.
12.
15. So you pull up the gun, you fire, and it just misses her, but she doesn't even flinch.
Fuck, my aim sucks, dude.
I know you love me, Cooper. You couldn't truly kill me.
All the macaroni pictures and sculptures of popsicle sticks that we made together.
So many memories. So many wonderful, beautiful memories. Do you remember your first high school dance? He came to me, Cooper, and he said, "Oh, Granny, I'm so nervous. What if I want to hold her hand? How will I know if she likes me?" What did I tell you?
You told me to stop being such a bitch.
That's your interpretation. I told you to man up. And a woman likes confidence. Now be confident. And what happened at that prom?
She kissed Billy.
Not Billy.
Yes.
And what Billy.
What did you do to Billy?
Beat the shit out of him.
And who helped you hide that from the police? Who helped keep you away from being arrested? Granny! That's who!
You did.
Goddamn right. You're doing me one favor right now, Cooper.
Tell me.
Shoot Beezer in the knees.
You know, Granny, I have one thing to thank you for as well. One memory we had together. And that was going out and shooting clay pigeons, you old bitch!
Roll a d20.
6!
No five. Jokes, 7! So you shoot, and one hits her in the shoulder. Ah!
Let me ask you something, Beza.
It's Beza, you C word. Nearly just straight up said it.
What do you remember about your childhood? What do you remember, let's say, before the age of 24? Anything? Or was that a giant blank spot?
The first thing I remember is being in the back of a car, with the windows rolled up, and Mummy and Daddy smoking in the front seat. Nothing before that.
Have you never thought it odd that people said we look so much alike? We look so similar?
It's genetics!
That your mummy and daddy look nothing like you? That you look nothing like your mummy and daddy?
Yes, I'm exceptionally beautiful. What?
I would agree, because you are me. You are my first clone. The reason we don't get along is because we are the same, literally.
So that means all of this is really mine.
If you kill Cooper.
Who's the real one?
Cooper, I'll do you a deal.
Okay.
If we kill this fake clone, obviously I'm the best one, then I'll share this place with you. I need a good strong pair of arms around here to do the gardening, and I'll pay you nicely.
Thank you. I don't know who to choose.
Roll a d20.
6.
10. You shoot some of the ceiling and it just falls on you.
Fuck, that was really dumb. I saw it in a movie once.
Don't damage the property. It's to be ours.
Okay.
So do you two want to try to attack each other or attack Randy?
Let's team up.
Let's
I'm with
do
you.
It.
All right, both of you roll d20s. 12. Oh,
that's a 20.
2. So, because you got a 20, should you want to change your mind, you will be successful.
I'm sticking to the bitter end.
All right, tell me what you both do.
I'm going to shoot it right in the face.
I shoot it right in the heart.
Yes.
It's all dried up in there anyway.
So, Granny takes both. Charles is looking on. No.
Shut up, Charles.
Is
how it's gonna be, dude.
As Granny just slumps in this chair.
Coops, I believe you've earned your first cigar.
Ooh.
It explodes.
Oh, roll a d20. Oh, shit.
17.
Two.
Oh!
What happens in the explosion?
Just the taste of victory.
How big of an explosion?
Enough to take him out. It was a properly packed cigar. I've been smoking cigarettes this whole time, darling. Obviously, it was a trick.
So it blows up. Blood goes everywhere.
My mustache up!
And Charles is like,
Charles, you're retired, darling. Pop.
Roll a d20.
9.
13. You shoot Charles and just hits him in his little old shoulder. He's like, oh.
Sorry, dear, I'm a terrible shot.
Oh my. Oh my.
So I'll try one more time. Sorry, I'll shoot you in the head.
Roll a d20.
2.
Oh, no.
10. Oh. You shoot him in the other shoulder. Oh my.
You know what? I'm just wasting bullets. If you want to just go home, that's fine.
Would you like me to make you dinner, madam?
Sure, sounds lovely.
Walks into the kitchen to go make dinner. And they're like, ow.
You'll be fine. Stop complaining.
So now Henry comes walking up to you. So it looks like you're in charge now.
I am.
Do you need anything?
Yes, I need you to go find me a new manslave. You're fired.
All right.
Someone younger, if you will.
I'm 18.
Yeah. Yes, someone younger, if you will.
Well, it's almost like a mirror thing of your grandfather or grandmother. He was considerably older and she was very young.
Fascinating. Shut up. Go get me to work.
I'm just saying what the loudspeaker says. He turns around and Henry walks out. Danny, Fred's partner, walks up to you and goes, you need anything?
Yes, why don't you get a wrangle on some of the technology here, see if we can sell it to make some more money. I'll give you 2%.
All right. He bounds his way up the stairs. So you sit, and so Granny's body's at the head of the table.
I'm gonna have to get that cleaned up. It's making a stain. Ugh, gross.
So what do you want to do?
Oh, well, I'm so glad that I finally got my inheritance and all my money, and now I can live out my final day.
We see here a car pulling up to the house and comes walking out is Gabby.
What's going on? I want to get out and I open the door.
You open the
door. Hello? I forgot the dog food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad I started by myself again. Oh, good. All right. My hat.
What happened here?
What? Nothing. Everything's fine.
What?
Would you like to put
you
the dog food?
You killed Granny.
She killed herself. It's fine. Would you?
Do you know where she keeps the dog food?
It's out back, I'm sure.
Wait. You're the last survivor?
Yes.
Cooper's dead.
Oh, terrible accident, I'm afraid. He tried to take up smoking. It's not for everyone.
So do you want to go?
I don't believe you. And then I grab Cooper's Elmer Fudd gun.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
What?
Roll a d20.
16. 9.
So what happens? You shoot her?
I guess I'm still holding the gun.
Okay. Yes, Gabby goes. And the three dogs in the car look on. No!
Killer dogs, killer!
The dogs cannot open the door, they're stuck in the car. So as Misa looks around at the scene, realizing she is the last survivor, roll a d20.
6.
20. Pyramid Head stands behind her, sword in the air, and brings it down. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror!
Woo! I threw so much candy everywhere.
Y'all, everyone, thank you so much for watching this fantastic episode. To grandmother's house we go. to die. Going around the table, Scott, where can people find you online?
Social media at Norse Meat. And if you're a fan of HeroClix and the Avengers, you can check out a unboxing I did of the new HeroClix set went up this morning. So that's on figures.com or just go to my Twitter and you can find a link to it.
Fantastic. Kate.
You can follow me on Twitter at Kate's Tweets. You'll always see when I go live. And thank you for supporting this channel. That was a really fun episode. I really like that character.
I'm so sorry.
It's cool.
I'm sorry. It's cool. I really wanted to win.
Okay.
Janelle.
Follow at Janelle Santa Cruz on all the social medias for all your things Overwatch and wrestling. And watch HeroClix, which I co-host with Kate and Cameron and Scott, which is very fun. That's on Thursdays. And then tomorrow, actually, we won't have an episode because we're doing the Marvel, and I will be in that.
Yes, and a big round of applause for Andy!
Oh, for sure.
Andy, where can people find you online?
Get me on the Twitters at Andy Ravage, and that's about it.
Awesome. So, folks, yeah, as we said, tomorrow, no HeroClix, but at 2 o'clock, we're going to be doing Marvel's The Avengers RPG that I'm going to be GMing. It's going to be great. Janelle's going to be on there along with Hector, Naeem, Markia, Emma. It's going to be great. And we're basically going to go through a what if for the Avengers coming up. It's going to be a big MCU crazy madness. Stick around after this. We have Pencils and Parsecs. And also, we do have a Hyperdrive on Sunday. And I'm doing a kind of special one-off blood curdling with the girls from Ripley. So it's going to be like Ripley improv team is going to come and do an episode. And what I got planned for them is going to be some crazy madness. So you're going to want to stick around for that. And also, real quick, a web series I directed. The first episode came out today, Jessica Jones's Lesser Investigation. So if you go on my Twitter, at Jurassic Alien, you can go find and watch the first episode and go share that. Y'all stick around, because we got Pencils and Parsecs. And then, like I said, tomorrow, the Marvel RPG. And go check out our non-spoiler review for the Avengers film, which is on our YouTube page. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good one. We'll see you next week for another episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror.
See you next time.